What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this.
Well, I would think I'd have a watch.
Now, what do you call it when it's between, say, between lunchtime and supper time? What do you call that part of the day?
Mid-evening, I mean.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say,
sunrise.
Okay. And so in the morning it's sunrise, and in the at night it's
sundown.
Okay. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clear now.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
A downpour.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
I always call it a mantle.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Firedoze.
What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a...
Splinters.
And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers?
That's splinters.
Splinters. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers that you hang clothes up in?
Clothes hang.
And what do you call the little room where you hang them up?
Clothes.
Okay. And what do you call a great big piece of furniture that people hang clothes up in?
I can't call it anymore.
You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. I got one in there and one in there, but I don't.
But would you call it a wardrobe or a chiffon?
Something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, which of those words would you be likely? Or a clothes press? Or?
Shifting room, we're in.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
Weatherboard.
What do you call the covered area at the front of a house where some chairs are placed? Right out here.
A shed, or used to be.
Hmm?
A shed, it used to be.
I mean, the where you, right here, where you put the chairs.
Well, that's what I said.
The shed? Okay.
Front shed, or back shed, or whatever you want to call it.
Okay. And what do you call, let's see, a place that doesn't have a roof over it? I mean, like you might walk out, if you didn't have a roof there. You might walk out and there'd be a little sort of step thing there. What would you call that? Okay. Now, would a front shed be the same thing as a front porch? Or would there be a difference?
It's the same thing.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where you put the cows?
A lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
I reckon you call it a block wood.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in? It's got a handle over the top. You carry it along like that.
Tub, right?
Well, something that's smaller than a tub. You carry it in one hand. The same kind of thing that you let down into a well.
Bucket.
Okay. Would you call it something different if it was made out of metal?
Yeah,
so it'd still be a bucket? Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
What do you call it? I don't know. I know what you're talking about.
Well, might you call it a faucet or a spigot or a hydrant?